Hi! Welcome back to Dykes with Dice Reviews, a tabletop role-playing game review show by Dykes for everyone. My name's Sabrina, and today on the podcast, we're interviewing Ryan Lynch about his new system, Perils and Princesses. We'll dive into his inspirations, designing the actual system, and whether or not Bilbo Baggins is actually a princess. Let's go! And welcome to the Dykes with Dice podcast. I would like to welcome onto the show our very first guest, Ryan. Ryan, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, thanks for having me. My name is Ryan Lynch. I currently reside in Chicago. I have spent the past dozen years or so as a professional graphic designer and illustrator. Recently, I started getting into the game design world, and I designed and illustrated a tabletop role-playing game called Perils and Princesses, which is all about fairy tale adventure.
Yeah, I've overviewed myself Perils and Princesses. I think it is absolutely beautiful, by the way. I know you did all of the design for it. I absolutely adore it. It is beautiful. It is such a great system. For the people who don't necessarily know what it is, can you give a little overview of it?
Yeah, so it is in the spirit or inspired by, the long history of tabletop role playing games, kind of starting with Dungeons and Dragons, if you're familiar with that. But it's that kind of idea where you take on a character and participate in a fairy tale adventure. Although the rules for Perils and Princesses are designed specifically to be a little bit more welcoming, a little bit more simple, and allow you to kind of immerse yourself into this world that way. And in terms of the characters themselves, you know, when you think of Dungeons and Dragons, you think of these, mighty wizards and knights and barbarians and things, whereas Perils and Princesses draws its inspiration, like, rather than those kind of sword and sorcery fantasy, more humble fantasy like The Hobbit or The Last Unicorn or some of those storybooks where the heroes kind of get through it with more simple, they're kind of simple attributes is what helps them get through and save the day at the end.
Oh, so you would say that Bilbo Baggins would definitely be a princess in your universe.
Oh, 100%. 100%. The name Perils and Princesses, like, I mean, there's a lot in there inspired by Grimm's fairy tales and Disney princesses and that kind of character. But there's this overlap there between those folks and then the character like Bilbo Baggins or a character like Luke Skywalker or someone like that, where, it's really set up where the thing that helps you along the way are those simple things and those little connections that you make with your friends. That more humble magic that really ends up being more powerful than how heavy your sword is, you know?
Yeah. Although I will say in this system, princesses can still kick ass in it. They have swords.
Absolutely. That's a good point to make. Like the weapons page, like when you look at all the different weapons, like you can use, I was picturing, like, if you had a princess in a castle or some kind of fairy tale character and they're about to go on an adventure and they're going to look around and pick something to protect themselves. Like they might grab their frying pan and they might grab their kitchen knife or something like that, which is super fun, but they might go to the armory and grab it. They might have a sword. You might have some kind of gift. You might grab a big battle axe, and why not, you know?
I'm picturing personally a modern princess with just an AK-47.
Yeah.
Literally no reason.
Oh yeah. My gosh. The tagline I use for this game is gritty and pretty, where it's this idea, like the fun kind of thing happens when these ideas collide and where you can be both and you can do both, where you can go swing swords in dark dungeons, but also bring your animal companions along the way to help you, you know?
Yeah.
I think everyone deserves an animal companion. I mean, if you look at games like D&D, everyone always tries to have animal companions, even if it's not mechanically beneficial. But
oh yeah, everyone wants it. I mean, people have pets in real life, even though it might not be mechanically beneficial to you every day.
I think my dog gives me inspiration every day.
Definitely.
Yeah, so we've heard a bit about frying pans, which I obvious reference to Tangled, in my opinion. Bilbo Baggins, Luke Skywalker. What were some of your real life inspirations for this game?
Yeah, I mean, some of my favorite movies of all time are the kind of medieval themed Disney movies. I love Sleeping Beauty. I think it's beautiful and really cool. Cinderella, The Sword in the Stone. I grew up on those, and to me, that's what, whenever like you talk about Dungeons and Dragons or a different game, like what kind of character do you want to be? It's like, I don't really want to be I don't want to be Conan the Barbarian. Like maybe I kind of want to be a wizard, but like, I'd rather be one of these fairies or one of these princesses or one of these, like, or even someone like, you know, Arthur in Sword in the Stone or that kind of thing, or even the books, like, well, I want to be Bilbo or Frodo or Aragorn or something like that, rather than some of the other D&D or super gritty, grimy RPG characters you'll find. I mean, nothing's wrong with that, but so that's kind of where I was coming from. And then playing, I'm an 11-year-old who's really interested in games and teaching him Dungeons and Dragons. And then I had sort of a switch went off where I had him DM a game for me. And I just love the way he ran the game. Really like the way he simplified things, the way he uses imagination, the way he set everything up. And it just seemed like that was the way to, rules wise, that was an inspiration for Perils and Princesses. And then thematically, I also have a 3.5-year-old, and I would be watching Moana with her or whatever, and just kind of daydreaming and drawing in my tablet, thinking about like, man, what if like the two worlds sort of colliding, like what would Moana do if she was in, you know, this dungeon, like how would she handle it? And then I just started drawing all these, you know, kind of fairy tale characters, and then, you know, thinking like, man, this is cool. Like, I like these drawings. I wanted to just make a game out of it. And it just kept growing and growing from there.
To me, it's almost like the opposite of how The Princess Bride got formed, where instead of the two daughters, do you know how The Princess Bride got started?
No, I mean, I love that book. I love those movies. I don't know the story or love the movie yet.
The authors asked his daughters, hey, what should this story be about? The first one said a princess, and the second one said a bride. And the author was like, well, I really want to make an adventure book. And
then made The
Princess Bride, which, I just see a lot of similarities in you watching and taking inspiration from your kids.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, The Princess Bride was something I hadn't grown up. I had seen the movie, but then my partner lended me the book years ago. And yeah, I mean, that's another kind of media touch point there. That's such a great story with great characters and heroes too. So yeah, I didn't know that story about how it started. So that's great.
Yeah. Wesley is the princess to me in story. Yes. Yeah. Like Buttercup may be a princess, but it's Wesley's princess story.
If you were playing the game, she would be an NPC probably. Like she's the one who's like, leading him along the way. But yeah, he's the princess for sure.
Before I get any further, I need to thank the sponsor of today's episode, HelloFresh. When you're a college student like I am, you don't always have the time or the energy to make food for yourself, much less something that fits your dietary restrictions and is healthy. But with HelloFresh, you can turn busy nights into memorable mealtimes with delicious and practical options designed to save you time, like their 15-minute meals. I personally love how stress-free it is to use, as I get to skip any grocery store lines, and I get to avoid making awkward small talk with the cashier, which is a huge win for me. Between running to classes, working a job, and doing my own podcast, I am so grateful for HelloFresh this holiday season, as I get to convince all of my roommates that I have it all together, even as the end of the year approaches. I personally love the Lone Star Poblano mac and cheese with the panko bread topping. My mom makes the best mac and cheese, and whenever I'm feeling homesick, I can make this in 30 minutes and feel at home instantly. Go to HelloFresh.com/CLNSFREE and use code CLNSFREE for free breakfast for life. That's right. One breakfast item per box while the subscription is active. That is free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/CLNSFREE with code CLNSFREE. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Now, let's continue with our guest.
And then we've already kind of touched base on this a little bit, but what do you think is the main things that sets Perils and Princesses apart from other games in the tabletop role-playing space?
Yeah, I mean, so not to get too in the weeds on rules and that sort of thing. So mechanically, it kind of picks up a lot of ideas from folks who have made games and what they call the OSR, which is like old school revival, or now they call it NSR, new school revival, where they're taking kind of ideas from old Dungeons and Dragons and making them super simple. And a lot about, you know, focusing on open-ended problem solving and kind of tracking these little gritty things. And the thing with a lot of those games is that thematically they're very brutal, and they're very they tend to be kind of based on, like, you know, gritty fantasy or like gritty cyberpunk kind of stuff. But you know, when I was drawing all these princesses and fairy tales, I thought that kind of rules or that kind of thinking, where it's about simple problem solving and little bits of magic. It's not like Dungeons and Dragons where there's a list of like 1,000 spells. It's like spells that do simple things, or keeping track of how many torches you have to get you through the night and that kind of thing. Like, to me, that kind of way of thinking about a role-playing game made sense for like a fairy tale game too, where you don't have this gigantic list of superhero feats, you know? So I guess what I was hoping to do with Perils and Princesses was bring that kind of logic of how to build a game, but give it a theme, but bring it to a theme that maybe wouldn't have a place, or doesn't currently have a place in that like old school world of game writing. So I really wanted to bridge that gap with it. And I also wanted to make something that was just like where the layout and the design and the artwork all work together. I wanted to make a book that was, as an object, kind of thematic and evocative and kind of take you there immediately, like once you start flipping through the pages, you know?
Yeah. I have a question from just solely a marketing perspective.
Yeah.
Are you worried that Perils and Princesses won't sell as well to male audiences?
I mean, so here's the thing, is that whatever your gender, some people don't like something that's pink and princessy, right?
Yeah.
And not that the meat of the game isn't, you know, can't be what you want or can't be mysterious or moody, or whatever. But there's going to be people who don't like princess stuff. But that's fine. If the game isn't for you, there's lots of other games. But what I've found is that I think a lot of people of any gender are just like, if they see it and they get it and it looks fun to them, they're on board, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not meant to appeal to everybody, and that's okay.
Okay. And then I think we're about to wrap it up. I just have couple last questions for you.
Yeah.
How did you navigate building this game utilizing identities that you don't necessarily identify with?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big question. And that's something that I felt like I've had to tread lightly and really explain where I'm coming from when I talk about this game. Because again, there's people who see it immediately and either I always run the risk of it being kind of misunderstood. And I think a lot of it, like personally, a lot of those adventure stories that it's inspired by, and a lot of like where this is coming from, is sort of being free from from gender roles and gender expectations in general. To go back to Lord of the Rings, which I always am doing all the time.
Yes.
You know, the Peter Jackson movies are great, but what they miss out on, as someone who's a big fan of the books, is how many very tender moments that now we would say are like feminine coded, or someone might say non-toxic masculinity is the other thing, but that's like they're constantly singing to each other and embracing each other and cooking for each other and telling each other stories and comfort. Like that is what gets these adventures through the whole time. And Lord of the Rings, I mean, it does a lot of things, but one of the things it doesn't do is have like a ton of female characters throughout. Mm-hmm. But I guess what I'm going to roundabout way of saying is that the Perils and Princesses is as much for someone who is a boy or a man and wants to do something feminine as it is for someone who is socialized as a woman and wants to see representation. Yes. You know what I mean? I feel like it's coming from both. My hope is creating it is that that Perils and Princesses is a place for people who grew up socialized as a woman and now want to be the tough, want to be who they want to be and look how they want to look. And swing swords and fight monsters and see themselves represented in their kind of magic. But it's also for those of us who were, socialized male and thought they had to be the barbarian with the axe. And maybe that isn't the way they want to be, or maybe it'd be an example to like my son of what the kind of skills that I want to impart on him in his imagination and as he's growing up and what he wants to do. So, it was a simple question with a very complicated answer, but I feel like that's really important to me when making this to like explain the kind of complex thing, because I think I've had some knee jerk reactions. Only a couple. Most people understand and they listen and they hear the whole thing, but I've had a couple knee jerk reactions online of people like, oh, this looks like they didn't get it, you know? So,
yeah. Well, I, for one, cannot wait to Into the Woods my way through an entire I Want song.
Yeah.
And go explore an adventure with my friends.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about, really.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on here. You've been an absolute delight.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah. And thanks once again. Bye-bye now.
All right. Thank you.